loudly in Latin. Father didn't understand one word, but I surely did. King Oledes, the general said, so we finally meet, you gorilla face. Indeed, you are half-baked, a decrepit drunk with a nose like a plum. Did our trumpets wake you from your nap, you lazy dullard? Dropping father's arms, he turned to where I reclined. Ah, little child, he smiled. Oh, Isis, I can't repeat what Pompey said to me, but the words were as rude and hurtful as the fishermen's who came alongside our ship in the harbor. His words were graffiti on my heart. Slowly I stood up and looked around me. The soldiers were grinning with pleasure at their leader's clever trick. I thought in my heart that I must be brave and strong, like Queen Esther and the Queen of Sheba, who in their day spoke before the most powerful men on earth. Sir, I began in Latin, I am Cleopatra, Princess of the Nile, third daughter of the King and Pharaoh of Egypt, the man you have so cruelly insulted. At first, I was so nervous my voice trembled. The Latin words felt awkward on my tongue, but soon I was speaking with confidence, quite well, it seems, because the look on Pompey's face was one of shock. His soldier smiles dropped like dead flies. I began to relax.
So Cleopatra and her father have been invited to attend a banquet at the house of Tullus Atticus, a wealthy citizen who wants to help Ptolemy get his throne back. In the middle of the feast, the famous general Pompey shows up. As a rude joke, he begins speaking to Cleopatra's father and then to Cleopatra very quickly in Latin, certain that they won't understand. But of course, Cleopatra does, and she answers him back. Once again, Cleopatra's showing what she's made of. She must have felt pretty good after telling Pompey off. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're at the very top of page 88, where it says, "Bless Father."